muss bestimmt Anzeichen gehen davor, dass auch dieser neue Mord von demselben gespenstischen Unhold begangen wurde, dem bereits 8 Kinder unserer Stadt zum Opfer gefallen sind. Immer wieder muss nachdrücklich darauf hingewiesen werden, dass es die heiligste Pflicht jeder Mutter, jedes Vaters ist, mehr als je ihre Kinder vor der Gefahr, ihr geständig schweben, zu warnen. Umso mehr, als es sich um eine Gefahr handelt, die sich ihnen wahrscheinlich in freundlicher Form nähert. Ein paar Süßigkeiten, ein Spielzeug, ein Apfel kann Verlockung genug sein, um einem Kinde zum Verhängnis zu werden.
Lies nochmal weiter.
Die Begreifung der Realität wird doch dadurch gesteigert, dass die Bemühungen der Kriminalpolizei, des Mörders strafhaft zu werden, bisher leider völlig erfolglos geblieben sind. Aber die Polizei steht vor der fast unlösbaren Aufgabe, einen Täter zu fassen, der bisher auch nicht die geringste Spur hinterlassen hat. Wer ist der Mörder? Wie sieht er aus? Wo verbirgt er sich? Niemand kennt ihn. Und doch ist er mitten unter uns. Und jeder, der neben dir sitzt, kann der Mörder sein.
An image of his childhood, the violent scene which upset him and whose meaning he was to grasp only years later, happened on the main pier at Orly, Paris Airport, sometime before the outbreak of World War III. Orly, Sunday. There the parents used to take their children to watch the departing planes. Of this particular Sunday, the child whose story we are going to tell was bound to remember the sight of a frozen sun, of a stage setting at the end of the pier, and of a woman's face. Many died. Some fancied themselves to be victors. Others were made prisoners. The survivors settled beneath Chaillot in a network of galleries. Above ground, in Paris, as in most of the world, everything was rotten with radioactivity. The victors stood guard over a kingdom of rats. Prisoners were submitted to some experiments of great concern, apparently, to those who conducted them. The outcome was disappointment for some, death for others, and for others, madness. This was the purpose of the experiment, to throw emissaries into time, to call past and future to the rescue of the present. But the human mind balked. Wake up in another time, meant to be born again as an adult. The shock would be too much. Having sent only lifeless or unconscious bodies through different zones of time, the inventors were now concentrating on men with very strong mental images. If they were able to conceive or to dream another time, perhaps would they be able to live in it. The camp police spied even on dreams. This man was selected only because he was glued to an image of his past. Now he is sure she is the one. As a matter of fact, it's the only thing he may be sure of. In the middle of this dateless world which first stuns him by its splendor, around him only fabulous materials. Glass, plastics, terry cloth. Once he gets out of this fascination, the woman has gone. moments back in the laboratory, he knew something was different. The camp leader was there. From what was said around him, he made out that after the brilliant result of the experiment in the past, they now meant to ship him into the future. And the gates of the future were closed. Sometime after his return, he was transferred to another part of the camp. He knew that his jailers would not spare him. He had been a tool in their hands. His childhood image had been used as a bait to condition him. He had lived up to their expectations. He had played his part. Now he only waited to be executed, with somewhere inside him the memory of a twice-lived fragment of time. And deep in these limbos, he got the message from the men of the world to come. They too traveled through time, and more easily. Now they were there, ready to accept him as one of their own.
Kowalski. On était déportés en ensemble en Sibérie. Quand on va en Sibérie, dans les camps de travail, on voyage dans le train à bestiaux qui traverse les steppes glacées pendant des journées entières sans croiser personne. On se tient chaud ensemble. Mais le problème, c'est que pour se soulager, pour chier, c'est pas possible dans le wagon. Et le seul moment où on s'arrêtait, c'était pour mettre l'eau dans la locomotive. Mais Kowalski était très pris. Même quand nous devions nous laver ensemble, il était très gêné. Et moi, je me moquais souvent de lui à cause de ça. Donc, le train s'arrête et tout le monde en profite pour aller chier derrière le wagon. Et moi, j'ai tellement embêté Kowalski avec ça. Il préférait aller un peu plus loin. Donc, le train repart, tout le monde y sort dedans, car le train, il n'attend pas. Le problème, c'est que Kowalski s'est éloigné derrière un buisson. Il n'avait pas fini de chier. Alors, je le vois qui sort de derrière un buisson, en tenant son pantalon dans son main pour ne pas qu'il tombe. Il essayait d'attraper le train. Je le tends la main. Mais chaque fois, quand il me tend les siennes, il lâche son pantalon qui tombe sur ses chevilles. Il remonte ses pantalons, il reprend sa course. Et chaque fois, son pantalon il tombe quand il me tend la main.
Et alors, après, qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
Rien. Kowalski est mort de froid.
Thank you. хочу. Уроки делать буду еще.
Дневник будем вести тут. День за день я.
Конечно.
Конечно.
Дневник будем вести.
Вы чего болтаете? Почему не спите?
Все, вам спи.
Что это вы? Кирпичи? Ты стой. Через два дня будем.
Там все нужно.
Приём. Спасибо. and you can thus take pictures of yourself. That's right. You just push this button. And as far as the sound is concerned, this sound is recorded on this microphone.
Oh, I see.
Right here.
Does it have a zoom?
Yes. Now, I'll show you how to operate the zoom. Now, you just twist this like so, and your subject will come closer and closer and closer. Lightness and darkness of the picture.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the light and dark.
Yeah. You see how that works? Now, you want to try the zoom now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's zoom right across the room, right over there. And you see
that man's picture
gentleman over there?
Uh-huh.
Getting him right in the picture.
But it's all out of focus here.
Well, we'll fix that.
Oh, I see.
You get sound just like Hollywood.
الرجاء التوجه إلى الطائرة من خلال البوابة رقم 14.
Emirates Flight 707 to Seychelles. Boarding now at gate number 14.
فعل حضرة الركاب التوجه إلى الطائرة من خلال البوابة رقم
علاء العمري، مسز باسمة السليمان، مسز إيمان الراوي، مسز صلاح جابون. Traveling on Royal Jordanian Flight 613. Please board the aircraft through gate number 31 immediately.
Wouldn't be in any of us. Not you or me. But just this
little space in between. If there's any kind of magic in this world, it must be in the attempt of understanding someone, sharing something. I know, it's almost impossible to succeed, but who cares, really? The answer must be in the attempt.
Yeah. Thank you. once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for." I agree with the second part.
Tree and a straight tree, and they grew next to each other. And every day the straight tree would look at the crooked tree and he would say, "You're crooked. You've always been crooked and you'll continue to be crooked. But look at me," said the straight tree. He said, "I'm tall and I'm straight." And then one day the lumberjacks came into the forest, looked around, and the manager in charge said, "Cut all the straight trees." And that crooked tree is still there to this day, growing strong, growing strange.
Una sola cosa è necessaria, tutto.
Avete capito?
E non cercate la novità è la cosa più vecchia che ci sia. E se il verso non vi viene da questa posizione, da questa, da così, buttatevi in terra, mettetevi così, eccolo qua.
No!
È da distesi che si vede il cielo, guarda che bellezza. Perché non mi ci sono messo prima? Cosa guardate? E poi ti non guardano, vedono. Fatevi obbedire dalle parole. Ciao ragazzi, ci vediamo mercoledì, giovedì. Ciao, arrivederci.